Tara in County Offaly. He describes himself as a Catholic, an anarchist, and a pacifist. Even as a teenager, apparently, Kieran was a radical. And he joins me now for his view, as a young radical, on Pope John Paul's role. Kieran, welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Now, first of all, you're part of a movement, the Catholic Worker Community. Now, this has actually been founded in the US in 1930s, but what does it do here in Ireland?
Oh, yes, it was founded in 1933, and it's about 100 communities in the United States, founded by Dorothy Day, who's being put forward for canonization from the New York Diocese. In Ireland, three of us live together in community and work with the homeless in downtown Dublin, and we also have been pretty strong on non-violently challenging Ireland's complicity in the war on Iraq through an action at Shannon Airport, where we disabled a U.S. Navy warplane en route to the war.
Now, you've actually served jail terms in Australia and in America for taking part in direct actions against nuclear and military installations. No doubt, you're inspired by the biblical text, are you? They shall beat their swords into plowshares.
That's correct. That's found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, in the book of Micah, chapter 4. And also the Catholic worker would be very inspired by the New Testament mandate to practice the acts of mercy, to feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, visit the imprisoned, etc. I've spent over 2 years in prison for nonviolent actions against war preparations.
Well, that preamble really was to give listeners a clear idea where you're coming from and what your views are and on the work the Catholic worker community does. In many ways, all the things you've talked about, feeding the hungry and comforting the afflicted, are not, of course, just Catholic doctrine. All the major religions were sort of preach that, but the Pope has died. And what did this man do for what I can say is the radical community like yourself?
I'm not as young as your preamble. I'm about 45, so I remember the previous Pope dying, how quite sudden that was. And I would say, as many have said before, his significance, I found the most significant things was his meeting and the forgiveness of the young Turkish man who attempted to assassinate him. I found his last days very inspirational, the willingness to age and die in public. And when you contrast it with, say, the death of Ronald Reagan, who there was a photograph of Ronald Reagan for over 10 or 12 years because his image handlers wanted to present him as strong and in control. But I think it's been very inspiring the way John Paul II has embraced the next stage of dying. And also, I guess, politically and historically, his significance is playing a role in the collapse of the Soviet Empire and state communism and those kind of dictatorships. So I saw him twice. Once when I was 26 in Brisbane, I was actually in court that day, and the special branch officers that arrested me didn't turn up because they were doing bodyguard duty for the Pope. So I actually won that court case. And secondly, in Sydney in the mid-90s. So I guess the role of the Pope is, like the role of bishops, is to keep the flock together, a kind of nourishing role. And I guess the role of the prophets and saints in the Catholic tradition is a lot more out there and a lot more confrontational. It's also been quite significant that he's opposed every war in the last 15 years and was one of the great opponents to the George Bush's agenda, and I think was growing to realize that the just war theory in the age of modern warfare is redundant, that civilians and children will always die in wars such as what we're seeing in Iraq. So those would be the strong points that I would draw, especially his consistent opposition to the death penalty. I remember being in prison in Texas when Ann Richards, a liberal Democrat, was executing Leonel Harressa, a young man who was convicted of raping and killing an elderly nun. Her religious order in Amarillo begged for his life, said that the execution would be a betrayal of that nun's life. 12 American bishops phoned the governor and begged, and the Pope directly phoned Governor Richards and also begged for that life, and the young man was executed. So his consistency against the death penalty, and of course George Bush later became governor and doubled the executions from once a month to once every 2 weeks. So that kind of consistency has been very good.
Right, now, you know, listening to you, and also when I gave that sort of brief CV, I suppose you could sort of, and I'm sure you're used to it, sort of be loosely grouped as a lefty or whatever. And then at the same time, listening to you there, you come across, and you are, after all, a member of the Catholic worker yeah. community, as a committed Catholic in the old style, if I may say that. So does that mean that this Pope was able to straddle for people, do you think, people with radical views like you, who and he could motivate you, if you like, but at the same time, the conservative religious views you were comfortable with as well?
Well, we'd be more from a radical tradition, and our actions would be faith-based when we go into military bases or military corporations, and a lot of our actions would be quite liturgical, a spirit of repentance and prayer and solidarity with those who are the victims of the war machine. I guess a couple of concerns I would have is when he came to Ireland in 79, I was actually hitchhiking through here a few months later and asked the IRA to lay down its arms. It would have been more convincing if he hadn't been under armed escort himself, and I would hope that the papacy could go into the world disarmed like Jesus and Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and I guess probably pay the consequences of doing that. Also, there would be concern, too, about the role of Ronald Reagan pushing an agenda in the 80s where his military were killing Catholics in Nicaragua and El Salvador, Guatemala, at the same time some kind of cooperation or opportunism around what was occurring in Poland. So there would be certain concerns there. So obviously with the modern papacy and the Vatican, etc., it's very... I just read an article by Fintan O'Toole that said that the Pope did not write any poetry while being Pope. And the reason he gave to a young theologian who raised that was that there was a lack of context. So with the Church's role is basically to help us live out the kingdom of God. And that's always distracted by the three temptations that Jesus confronted: the temptations of wealth, power, and status.
All right, okay, we will talk about those temptations later on. My thanks to Kieran Riley of Brisbane, Australia, now in Ireland, a member of the Catholic worker community, fiercely anti-war, but quite strongly, I thought, Catholic in his views. The Pope was clearly a man for him. Now, coming up next, we're going to go live to Rome, because just moments ago, the Pope's body was moved to St. Peter's Basilica. We'll have a report from David Quinn of the Irish and Independent. If you want to call the program, please do at 1899 46 106, or text me here on the right hook at 086 6000 106.